Little Evenings, a comedy from Wales by Diana Morgan.
You! Oh, Kynwyn! Come on in!
Well, here I am, Ellen.
On the dot.
Oh, gee, it's ever so cold, I had to get out my fur. Here you are. Brought some eclairs.
Oh, you should have bothered.
Hey, going it, aren't you, chrysanthemums?
They're plastic. No. A shilling each. I thought I could buy a few different colours now and then, so no one would know.
Oh, Della Reese wore sharp as a needle, that one.
Ellen, alcohol.
Well, I don't see any harm.
Sherry, is it?
Cyprus. Mr. Jones, the co-op, said it was very mild, a tonic, really.
Yeah, what would Evan have said?
Kynwyn, Evan's dead.
Yes, but all the same...
All right, he said strong drink was ruined, but sherry isn't spirits, and Mrs. Llewellyn Davies always offers sherry after the parish meetings, and she's a vicar's wife.
Well, heaven knows what you or Evan would have said if he'd known you'd gone to church. Great Methodist he was.
Well, come to think... What would your Thomas have said now you've gone conservative?
Della Reese has gone conservative too.
Hey, I know of it. Brother was at St. Mark's on Sunday. Hiding behind a pillar, but I saw her.
No. 10 years, isn't it, since Elias Prothero died?
Oh, yes, must be.
It will race past to eternal life on St. David's Day 62, that's it. Yes, 3 days after my Thomas. You know, I took some chrysanthemums up to his grave yesterday. God, after that rain last night, they'd be battered to bits. Mm. What would you say those plastic ones cost?
A shilling each.
Oh, well, it's the thought that counts, isn't it?
You know, I often wonder...
Yeah?
What Evan and Thomas would say about our little evening.
Thomas said cards were an abomination.
Well, now they're in eternal glory, I don't think they can grudge us poor widows a little pleasure. It isn't as if we played for money.
Look, they'd be glad to find we had some comfort in our loneliness.
Don't you think we'd better taste the sherry? To see if it's all right?
Well, considering it's an innovation, like, yes, perhaps we'd better.
I've made some canapés, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, from a recipe I saw in a magazine. I made them from those rolls you get in Pritchard's.
Oh, aye.
Here's your sherry.
Dear, what would Thomas say?
Ah, it's funny how our lives have changed, isn't it?
Mm. You mean since they went?
Mm.
No, never a day, but I don't think of him, mind.
Oh, they were good men. Never behind with the insurance.
Morvith, Prothero's son in New Zealand, sends her £3 a week regular.
Oh, he was a warm man, Elias Prothero.
Yeah.
Hey, seen a new winter coat?
No.
£30 if a penny. Sherry, all right?
I really can't say, not being accustomed. Like, perhaps another drop or two and I could tell.
Oh, here you are. Mrs. Llewellyn Sherry's dark alike. But I asked Mr. Jones and he said to try this. Seemed to have a lot of it on show, so there must be a demand.
Yeah. We've always had coffee on our little evenings before. They're surprised Della and Morvith will be.
Morvith says she's thinking of moving.
Oh?
Well, they common lot of people in Redgrave Road. You know, laundrettes and bingo.
You know, Ellen, I've been thinking. I'm not going to have Cousin Dillis round anymore.
Oh?
Proper sketches. Labour and talks awful well, she. What if she came in when Mr. Rupert Gaskell was round canvassing? I wouldn't know where to put myself.
Oh, well, just how I feel with Evan's Aunt Minnie. What was going on about me leaving Bethesda?
No.
I mean, as if one hadn't the right to better oneself. What do you think of the sherry now?
Well, I'll need another drop before I can tell proper.
Oh,
never mind, you go. It'll be Morvith. Della's always late.
Hello, Ellen. It's nice to see you.
Oh, indeed.
Well, it's nice to see you,
Kenneth. Hello.
Oh, there's cold it is, isn't it?
Yes.
I had to get out my winter coat.
Aye, me too. Freezing it was down in Llandoch Gardens. My Thomas always used to say one must pay for the sea view.
Glass of sherry, Morvith?
Well, I don't usually like... I don't mind if I do.
No, oh, it's the best thing on a cold evening.
You're leading us astray, Ellen.
Oh, it's very mild. Cyprus, you know.
Oh, delicious,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Hey, gosh, what would Edwill Reese have said? He was just as strict as your Evan.
Oh, you know, there's one thing I can't stand, it's intolerance. Live and let live, that's my motto.
Yes, I agree with that.
Now, Cousin Dillis going on about me joining the Conservatives. My politics are my politics, I said to her. And what do you think she said?
Trying to be posh, you are, she said. Honest labour's too good for you, she said. You and your bridge evening, she said.
Oh, it's a terrible thing, jealousy.
Yes.
Just because certain people have stayed where they were, they expect everyone to stay where they were.
Yes.
Oh, dear me, look at the time. Dell is even later than usual. Excuse me if I bring in the canopies. Help yourself to the sherry.
I don't mind if I do. Come on, me.
Well, just a drop, then.
Yes, come on.
Thank you. When you come next week for my little evening, I've got ever such a new kind of open sandwich. Cream cheese and chopped chives.
No, I can't beat cheese and chutney. Hard-boiled egg and cheese and chutney.
Yes. Oh, I do feel so naughty. I shall be quite tight, I know I will.
Last time I was tight was at Dada's funeral. Passed out, I did. Thomas thought I was overcome with sorrow. Well, I was overcome.
Oh, we never had a drop inside the house when Elias was alive. Nor a pack of cards, neither.
You know something? Where would we be if they were still alive?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, we'd have been where we were, not where we are. Chatting with Mrs. Richards the fish across the fence. Yes. High tea with sausages. Oh, not that I'm saying anything against my Thomas.
No.
Heartbroken I am. Always thinking of me, he was. When I go back, he'd say you'll be well provided.
Just like my Elias. Still, we mustn't repine.
No.
Elias wouldn't have liked me to repine, sitting back there in Redgrave Road with all those neighbours in shirt sleeves.
Ugh.
Every one of them chaplain teetotal. An accent you could cut with a knife.
Mm.
I shall have to move, you know, kind of.
Here we are, then.
My, don't they look delicious?
Nothing like cheese and chutney.
Stuffed tomatoes, eggs and anchovy, brown bread and asparagus rolls and...
Cream cheese, gherkins and chopped chives.
Well, I'm afraid I'm not very partial to gherkins.
Have another sherry. You'll be partial to any.
Ah, that'll be Della. I'll just go and let her in.
I don't mean to criticise, but I think dear Ellen is being a little bit lavish.
Have a job to beat her next Wednesday, won't you?
Kynwyn Roberts, if I didn't know your bark was worse than your bite.
Like Thomas used to say, there goes Morfydd Prothero ever so penodd. As if everyone didn't know her dad was a carpenter in Splott.
You're intoxicated. And anyway, our lord was a carpenter.
But not in Splott.
Now look here, Kynwyn.
Oh, hello, Della. How are you?
Oh, how nice you look. That dress always did suit you.
Sherry, Della.
Sherry? Well, I really don't. But lately, and of course, Mrs. Gaskell always drinks sherry.
Oh. How do you know?
I've been helping her with some pamphlets.
Oh, I'd forgotten you were a typist at the docks before you got married.
She asked me if I played bridge.
Why?
She said it was always useful to know of a fourth.
But the Gaskells always play with the Price Jenkinses.
Mrs. Price Jenkins has gone to Switzerland. So Mrs. Gaskell said not to be surprised if she rang me up to save our lives, as she put it.
But you're not on the telephone.
I'm having it put in.
Oh,
thank you.
Well, it's just as well your Idwell isn't with us then. Many's the time I've heard him say that telephone was the invention of the devil.
Just as well none of our husbands are here to see us drinking and playing cards and changing politics and forms of religion.
Oh, I don't know. My sainted Evan up there in heaven would understand completely. Must have something to fill our empty lives.
And my empty glass. Oh. Thank you. You know, you're getting too big for your boots, Della Reese.
Because I tell the truth.
Then please stop telling it. The truth's not what we want on one of our pleasant little evenings.
No, it's not.
Oh, did you see in the paper this morning that skirts are definitely getting longer?
Well, talking of skirts, I saw Mrs. Hopkin yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she must be all of 40. And there she was, bending down, weeding. And you could see practically everything.
Oh, what does practically everything mean?
Whether you see everything.
What a pretty girl Blodwyn Hopkin is.
Oh, Della may have seen Mrs. Hopkin in our garden bending, but I saw Blodwyn Hopkin in the bushes at it with David Lewis.
Oh, you know.
Fact.
Bad blood in the Hopkin family. Now, Granny Hopkin was well known for it.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I always say you can't be too careful.
Had you arranged?
Now, listen, Captain Robert, you just stop making remarks like that. Nasty, bitter old woman you'll be if you're not too careful. What I meant was you can't be too particular who you know. People in our positions. Widows.
That's true.
Women alone in the world can't afford to keep on knowing people like the Hopkins.
She was wearing pink knickers.
Mrs. Hopkins?
That's right.
Blodwyn wasn't wearing any knickers at all.
I think we could do with the fire, Ellen. The evenings are drawing in.
Oh, of course, Carriard. I'll just switch it on. Pull up your chairs.
Oh.
And help yourself to sherry. That'll warm you up.
Mm-hmm.
I've got another bottle in the kitchen.
Oh, good.
Oh, you know, I look forward to our Wednesdays.
Oh, yes.
Makes a nice break in the week, like. Mm. Can't think what we did before.
Wednesday. Idwell always had a party meeting.
Yes, Wednesday was Evan's night to the choir.
Thomas had a party meeting too.
Elias had a session with the deacons.
We just sat at home.
Children all left,
those that had them.
Aye. Carrie Lewis said getting old was awful.
Well, she should know. She's been 40 these 50 years.
I said I didn't mind. Kind of cosy, restful life.
You know, one thing worries me about death.
What's that?
Strangers going through my underclothes.
Well, they won't be there to see you, will you?
Well, I'll be looking down, won't I?
The thing that worries me is, you know that hymn, Casting Down Our Golden Crowns Upon the Glassy Sea?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's boring, isn't it? Ping, ping on the old glass.
Oh, come on now, girls. Eat up.
Hey, am I mistaken or am I not, but I think I brought some eclairs.
Oh, Kylie, of course. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, there's cousins for you. If I'd been a stranger, it would have been, oh, you must have one of those special eclairs.
Oh, good.
Look, if you'll often open that bottle, Ellen, I will.
They look delicious. Mrs. Gaskell always has Spanish sherry.
I don't like her nose.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing. I just don't like it.
No one asked you to like it.
Well, that's all right then, isn't it?
Yes.
Hey, it's a telephone.
What on earth can it be?
Wrong number, most likely.
Well, hadn't you better answer it?
It might be one of those calls.
What do you mean?
One of those.
Oh, one of those what?
Oh, I know. Mrs. Caradoc-Jones had one the other day.
Yeah. Who is it?
She says. And a man's voice says,
are you the Mrs. Jones who entertains in a red velvet gown?
Oh, well?
She just hung up and fainted.
Oh,
you'd better answer.
It stopped.
Well, it can't have been important or it would have rung longer.
Well, I wonder who it was.
It might have been a burglar trying to find out if anyone was in.
Oh, Duan, I didn't answer it.
That's one thing one misses a man for. If a man answers, you're quite safe.
Hey, I got a good idea. Hmm? Have a record made. This is Mr. Hughes. Who are you? This is Mr. Hughes. Who are you?
The trouble with men is that...
What?
Well, they're useful for things like that, but they tend to keep one down.
That's right. Yes. Not a word against my Thomas, but he made a fuss about doilies. Right. What are these damn things for, he'd say?
Elias was a wonderful husband, but no one could say he was refined.
Well, Evan never used to wash his hairbrush.
Oh. Never.
Oh, and Edwell used to burp something horrid.
Oh,
especially after black pudding off hackers.
Oh, I hear that Mattie Ellis is pregnant again.
Oh, bye.
Why, Mr. Ellis, of course.
That'll make a nice change.
Now, another drink all round and then it's time for bridge. Or, Dara, do finish the canapés.
Oh, I've had sufficient, thank you, Ellen. My stomach's never very strong.
You know, when I was a girl, I remember one time after we'd got in the harvest, we were all drinking cider in the barn. And a rat ran up into my sister Ina's petticoats. Oh, should have heard her scream. Just like a pig being killed.
Oh, dear. I don't know why I'm telling you this.
Oh, I do. It's because we're all friendly together. Yes. Because we see eye to eye. Because
we're not content with things as they were. Or as we were.
You or somebody said that before.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I remember things too. My honeymoon at Bathcall. Oh, there's hot Idwell's hands were.
And plastic flowers. Who'd know the difference? It's the thought that counts, and the bus to the cemetery only goes on the hour. And if you miss one,
Elias was tone deaf. Terrified he was anyone would know it. Shamed before all Wales, he said he'd be.
It's nice being church. Chapel seems so common somehow. Gracious the church is. Looking up at the altar with all the flowers and the lovely golden cross, instead of staring at the Reverend Richards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we weren't heartbroken widows, I'd say we were lucky women. Our little evenings.
Not that I don't see you dwell on his deathbed every time I close my eyes.
I remember closing Elias's eyes. Had to use half crowns and a penny in the house.
Thomas died with his eyes wide open, looking at the telly. Dr. Lewis said it was shock.
Yes.
I often wondered if I should have sued the BBC.
Okay.
I shall never know how Evan died. Lost with all hands, it said.
Oh.
Do you know I've never once been down to the front ever since? Can't abide looking at the sea somehow.
No, that's duff.
Well, I can't help it. That's how I feel. Well, now, who's for bridge? I've a feeling little me is going to be lucky tonight.
Right, come on then. Mrs. Gaskell and the prize Jenkinses play for 3 pence a hundred.
That's gambling.
Oh, Mrs. Gaskell wouldn't gamble.
Playing cards for money is gambling.
It's only threepence. You can't call playing for threepence gambling.
I can and I do.
Well, when I go and play with them, I shall play for threepence.
If you go and play with them.
Well, Mrs. Gaskell wouldn't have said what she did if she didn't mean it.
Now then, girls.
The usual? Kind enemy against you two?
I know I'm going to win.
Well, just so you don't revoke, that's all.
What are you insinuating?
I'm not insinuating anything, Morvith Protheroe, I'm telling you.
Now, look here.
Cut, Woody.
It was an accident. I hadn't my glasses on.
Well, you'd better wear them today, that's
girls,
all I can say.
Girls, don't go on so.
Oh, right, it's my deal. Oh, by the way, is there an ashtray?
Smoking?
Well, Mrs. Gaskell has one of an evening, so I thought, well, why not?
Well, here, use a saucer.
Reading in the paper the other day, I was, about the deaths from cancer caused by smoking.
One cigarette don't do no harm.
One cigarette, then another. And where does that lead to? Red hot agony and a bed in Cardiff Infirmary. Midwill?
You can't frighten me, Cayman Roberts. I seen Dr. Lewis in the street Monday and he said a couple of cigarettes a day never did no one any harm.
Oh, so it's a couple now.
Oh. Yeah, come on, girls, two spades.
No bit.
Hey, I wouldn't mind another drop of that sherry.
Wait till the hand's over, Kynwyn.
Oh, it helps me to concentrate.
No, Kynwyn.
Who are you saying no to?
You, and it's your bid.
Stingy, that's what you are. Like all you, a side of the family.
I like that. Your dada wouldn't give a farthing to a blind beggar. I seen him once putting a stone in some poor old dad's
car. Oh, that's a lie.
He's trying again.
Who is?
The burglar.
You better answer him.
Well, what can I say?
Well, say, who's that in a deep voice?
Oh, you do it for me, Della. There's
a
man.
I don't know.
Most likely Mrs. Gaskell for you, Della, seeing as you're such friends.
But how she'd know I was here?
Oh, please, Della.
Who's there? Who wants her? I don't know if she's in.
A Mr. Oliver Russell.
Oliver Russell. I've never heard of him.
I'm afraid Mrs. Hughes is busy. Can I take a message? Yes. Oh. Yes.
Hey, he says it's personal and very urgent. Does he sound like a burglar?
Could be. Very English.
Yeah, let me speak to him.
No, Kynwyn. I'll speak. And if I think he's fishy-like, I'll call at the police station after.
There you are, then.
Thank you, Della. Yes? Yes, it's Mrs. Evan Hughes. Good news?
Oh, God, Aunt Cassie's dead.
Break it gently.
Aunt Cassie left her money to the mayor today.
Yes, yes. Yes, of course. What?
Surprised.
No. Oh, Jude.
Oh, what's happened to her?
Shut up. You're not having me on. Yes? Yes, I heard it ring. I was busy.
Really before.
Yes. 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 5 years.
5 years?
Yes. Tonight? Tonight?
What?
Yes. Yes. Oh,
Ellen.
Goodness,
what is it, Ellen?
Come on, Dad.
Come on.
What is it, Ellen?
Come on.
Evan.
Evan?
He's alive.
Oh, no.
Rubbish.
Someone's playing a nasty trick on you, Carrie.
No, yes. No. I remember now. He used to speak of Mr. Oliver Russell at the Beauty Street office.
Oh, Evan Hughes was drowned 5 years ago. Yes.
He was picked up.
Oh, but where has he been
picked up?
I don't understand it all. They didn't know who he was.
Oh. He could have told them, couldn't he, if it is Evan?
Yes. No. He'd lost his memory. Oh. But part of it came back. He's been in hospital for 5 years.
Oh, poor
boy. Has he been in hospital?
But he remembered the office. And I think they brought him to Cardiff today.
To Cardiff?
And then he remembered me. It was Evan ringing the first time.
Oh, poor Ellen. Oh, you've had a shock. And you want a good cup of strong tea, and I'll go and make it.
Evan, but this will be wonderful, Bach. Your Evan come back from the dead.
Oh, praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Think, you'll be seeing him again. When's he coming?
In about a quarter of an hour.
Oh, God.
He's on the 7:45 from Cardiff.
Oh, my dear, now, don't cry. Oh. There. Now, come on.
Evan! After all these years.
Yes, the ways of Providence are inscrutable.
Oh, you must be the happiest woman in Glamorgan, Ellen. Oh, if only my Elias.
I can't believe it.
No, of course not, love.
Oh, and I gave all his clothes away to Jesse's boy. Oh, dear.
Don't think of things like that, Cariat. Just realize he's coming. Your husband. No more loneliness. Your dear companion come home.
Oh, there's beautiful.
Oh, I must see about making the bed. You see, I moved into the spare room.
Plenty of time for that. Plenty of time.
Yeah, drink this. Oh, I put plenty of sugar.
Oh, but you're only my Edwell.
Oh, but there's no jealousy. Don't think that. Your happiness is our happiness.
Your rejoicing is our rejoicing.
Oh, there's a sensation it'll be.
Thank God I've got a bit of ham in the pantry. Evan was always partial to a bit of ham.
Oh, yes. Well, I think we ought to be going, Ellen. You won't want us here.
No. Maybe we'll pop round in the morning just to say hello and see the happiest couple in all South Wales. Now, where's my coat?
Are you coming, Cameron?
Later. You'll have to walk up from the station. James the taxi's in bed with pneumonia.
Pneumonia? Well, that's bad.
Well, they call it pneumonia. The girl has another name, I believe.
Oh, that's not Christian of you, Kynwen. And on such a night.
Oh, from the bottom of my heart, Ellen. Well, I don't know what to say. Some things are beyond words. Good night, Cariat.
Your happiness is our happiness, Ellen. As Mrs. Gaskell says, the good of one member of the community is the good of all. Bless you. I'll be looking in to see you and Evan Bach. No, don't bother to see us.
It's all right. Yes. Evan!
Yes, Evan.
Oh, Kynwen. Kynwen, it's a miracle.
Well, I'd better take these with me, hadn't I?
What?
Well, the cards.
The cards?
Evan used to call them the devil's postcards.
Oh, I'd forgotten.
5 years is a long time. You'd better put a cloth over the table just for now. I can get the dustman to take it away early tomorrow.
What do you mean?
The bridge table, man. Here, we'd better finish this. Drink it up now. I'll take the decanter home. Might come in useful. And I'll put the bottle down behind these curtains, right? Now, mind you're up first thing in the morning. The glasses can go in the drawer for now. Hey, empty that ashtray. Oh, this had better go to, wouldn't it?
Well, what are you doing?
Well, it's a notice for a bring-and-buy sale. It's in Mark's. There we are. The canapes have all gone, but I don't think there'd be trouble over them.
Trouble?
Trouble. I'll drop in at Della's and tell her not to call in tomorrow and...
Well, why not?
Well, Evan wouldn't like you mixing with Tories now, would he?
Well, you're one.
Well, the same goes for me.
But you're my cousin.
No matter. And I'll speak to Morvith too. Elias was a good chapelman. Evan won't care for her going to church.
Oh, you're talking nonsense. You're my friend.
Now, look, Ellen. There were four of us. Not coming from much, but going up in the world. Bridge instead of bingo, Tory instead of Labour, church instead of chapel, sherry instead of coffee, busy with bazaars and summer fetes. Now it'll all be different. You go back to the life you led with Evan, see?
Oh, I don't believe you. You're jealous. I'll have my man. And that's more than any of you have.
Men are a mixed blessing, Ellen Hughes. I've had one and I know. You have to have one sometime or you feel you failed. But 15 years of Thomas and I was ready for him to go.
Kynwen!
Oh, lovely and tidy my house is now. Insurance and pension coming in regular. No dirty boots to clean, no shirts to wash, no socks to darn. No meals to cook. Just a tray when I feel like it. And respected everywhere. Going to the Conservative meeting next Friday, hobnobbing with the best people from Upper Beatty.
Be quiet!
When? I'm only telling you so you won't be sorry for us poor widows when your man's reading the Methodist Times on one side of the fire and you're mending his jacket on the other.
I've got someone to love me. I've got someone to talk to look after.
Oh, yes, Evan always needed a lot of looking after. Always jumping up to fetch things for him, you were.
Kynwen Roberts. Get out of my house. My husband is coming home. He won't want to find you here.
Oh, I'm going. I think after I've looked in on Della and Morbid, I'll go and see Dillis Williams. Sam's been in his grave this 12 months, and she might be just the one to make up the fourth on our little evenings. Hey, there he is now. I'll go out the back. Ta-da for now. See you in town, isn't it?
Oh, God. Why couldn't he stay dead?
Little Evenings was written by Diana Morgan. Mrs. Hughes was played by Christine Pollan, Mrs. Roberts by Margaret John, Mr. Protheroe by Pat Mort, and Mrs. Rees by Dillis Price. The play was produced in Wales by Lorraine Davis.